The development of coordination chemistry started way back when with Alfred Werner. He was looking at the interaction of silver with chloride and ammonia. And when he added silver ion to solutions of the three complexes below, so we've got a copper chloride with six ammonias, a copper chloride with five ammonias, and a copper chloride with four ammonias, he discovered that silver plus reacts with chloride extremely readily to form an insoluble precipitate of silver chloride. So what he was trying to ascertain was the available chloride in the three complexes that were each just composed of cobalt, chlorine and ammonia. And what he found then is that the reaction of silver plus with the cobalt chloride complexes with five ammonias, you get precipitation of two chlorides. The reaction with the cobalt chloride with six ammonias, you get three chlorides being removed, and then finally the one with four ammonias, you get one chloride removed. He rationalised this then in terms of the ability of the original species to be present in solution as a complex ion with a counter ion that balanced the charge. So in the case of the cobalt chloride with six ammonias, then he's saying that those six ammonias are bound inside that metal complex, which is what he's calling the species that exists in solution as a discrete entity. And the chlorides were all as counter ions that are balancing the charge on the complex ion. So that would say then that the cobalt with six ammonias has got a charge of 3+, and you've got three chloride ions that balance the charge. The species that bind to the metal that's in the complex are called ligands. And the characteristic of the ligands, they must have electrons that are able to be donated to the transition metal ion that's sitting in the centre of the complex.